Book 11. The Land of the Dead. Now when we came down to the ship and to the sea, we, in the first place, launched our ship into the sacred sea, put mast and sail in the black ship, then took the sheep and drove them in, and we ourselves embarked in sadness, letting the big tears fall. And for our aid, behind our dark-bowed ship, came a fair wind to fill our sail, a welcome comrade sent us by fair-haired Circe, the mighty goddess, human of speech. So when we'd done our work at several ropes about the ship, we sat us down, while wind and helmsman kept her steady. And all day long the sail of the running ship was stretched. Then the sun sank, and all the ways grew dark. And now she reached Earth's limits, the deep stream of the ocean, where the Cimmerian people's land and city lie, wrapped in a fog and cloud. Never on them does the shining sun look down with his beams, as he goes up the starry sky, or as again toward earth he turns back from the sky, but deadly night is spread abroad over these hapless men. On coming here, we beached our ship and set the sheep ashore, then walked along the ocean stream until we reached the spot foretold by Circe. Here Perimedes and Eurylochus held fast the victims, while drawing my sharp blade from my thigh, I dug a pit, about a cubit either way, and round its edges poured an offering to all the dead, first honey mixture, next sweet wine, and thirdly water, and over all I strewed white barley meal. And I made many supplications to the strengthless dead, vowing, when I returned to Ithaca, to take the barren cow that was my best and offer it in my hall, heaping the pyre with treasure, and to Tiresias separately to sacrifice a sheep for him alone, one holy black, the choicest of my flock. So when with prayers and vows I had implored the peoples of the dead, I took the sheep and cut their throats over the pit, and forth the dark blood flowed. Then gathered their spirits from out of Erebus, of those now dead and gone, brides and unwedded youths, and worn old men, delicate maids with hearts but new to sorrow, and many pierced with brazen spears, men slain in fight, wearing their blood-stained armor. In crowds around the pit they flocked from every side, with awful wail. Pale terror seized me. Nevertheless, inspiriting my men, I bade them take the sheep now lying there slain by the ruthless sword, and flay and burn them, and call upon the gods, on powerful Hades and on dread Persephone, while I myself, drawing my sharp sword from my thigh, sat still and did not let the strengthless dead approach the blood, till I had made inquiry of Tiresias.